Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As somebody who was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes about a year ago, I regularly take blood sugar tests using finger pricks, usually twice a day, and just to see kind of where I'm at. And based on the last test, I did a proper blood test through my doctor. I've actually been doing pretty good at keeping that under control. My A1C test, which is basically how much sugar is in your blood over the on an average for the last 2 or 3 months or whatever. That number for me has decreased from 6.2 when I last got the test in April or May to a couple days ago a 6.1, which means it's I'm improving. But I can always do better with all these things, of course, but the fact that the numbers are on the decrease suggests that I'm doing something right. But there's a lot of other things you could potentially do blood tests for, but you have to, right now, that you have to go in and get scheduled for you don't have to get on the schedule necessarily, but you have to go make time to go to the lab and have them go draw blood, and then it takes a few days to get the results back. And so there's a lot of things they could potentially screen for if it were possible for somebody to do, much like a blood test, at least a blood sugar test. But what the problem is that actually there's a lot of things that they could test for in blood, but it's because there's so much variability in how things are expressed in a very small amount of blood that there's actually concerns that some of that stuff may not be all that accurate. When you go in and get a blood test, they get a blood draw to have them test all this stuff. They take I won't say a fairly significant amount of blood, but it's more than the droplet that you get from a finger prick, so they get a bit more, and they're able to detect more things that way. That it's terribly inconvenient, but there are things that they could detect if they could figure out a way to account for the fact that in everybody's blood, I guess certain things don't express themselves in small doses of blood like that. So it may give you false positives or false negatives one way or the other. So so there's an article that suggests that maybe that some people that are doing things with blood testing or getting things from that small amount of blood, maybe those test results aren't all that accurate. Of course, when I read it, I went, well, I wonder if that means that the blood tests I'm doing with my for my blood sugar are less accurate, because it does sometimes vary a bit, and sometimes I do wonder about the result. And if I do, I test it again and just kind of see, because I kind of, based on the food I eat, I generally have a good idea kind of where I think it's going to be. And sometimes I'm right. And, and sometimes that's a bad thing, right? sometimes I'm wrong, but it could be there could be any number of things. But if I'm ever in doubt, I'll test it a second time just to kind of see if it's in the same ballpark or not. But, I guess people with diabetes and the whole finger prick blood test thing has been, it's been out there for a while now. So I'm guessing that's pretty well, established as a testing method, and it's accurate enough, right? In fact, what I get from from my blood test was actually fairly close to what my glucometer told me my blood test was going to be before I went in. So it's okay, right? It's this the kind of thing that you have to wonder if for some of these newer things, you have to wonder if the testing method is actually going to give you some accuracy or not. So I guess you have to kind of be careful. This is one of those things. Testing your blood sugar for diabetes, that's a pretty standard test. It's been that way for they've worked out most of the kinks with it. Some of this newer stuff, maybe not. So just, be aware. The science will undoubtedly get better, and hopefully you'll be able to test more things with just a small amount of blood. But got to give science time to work it out.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.